Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, one of the topics that a lot of folks within the industry and beyond are talking about these days is something called sustainability. When it comes to beef sustainability, what sort of messages are we trying to deliver back to the consumer?
Well, first of all, we work to correct misinformation every day through social media and through our efforts with key influencers from dietitians to educators. But the fact is that beef production, including the production of animal feed, is responsible for only 3.3% of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. This is dramatically lower than the often misquoted global livestock figure of 14.5%. By continuously improving their production practices today, U.S. beef farmers and ranchers are able to produce the same amount of beef with one-third fewer cattle than they were in 1977. We are doing a wonderful job in the U.S. beef industry.
Learn more by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, some cash cattle trade has trickled in over the past couple of business days, at least here in our part of the country. Cash cattle trade was about $2 higher at $101. That sparked some increased overall support as strength has continued to develop in futures trade. Limited cash trade in the north yesterday at $160 to $162, although these sales would indicate a firmer tone in trade. The amount of cattle traded not expected to be enough to generate an accurate trend. Futures trades expected to spark limited follow-through buyer support as traders test resistance levels about $106.10 in December contracts. Now, over on the hogs, light to moderate trade activity expected today with limited short-term market interest, which developed yesterday, creating more needed stability as traders have moved back to a more routine and normal pricing pattern through the end of the week. In general, the market support, which developed last week surrounding growing expectations that trade relations with China will improve and move forward with the underlying need for pork, that's holding onto the majority of gains. On the grain futures, all three wheat exchanges are posting gains to close the week with strength led by Minneapolis. As the delayed harvest in the north continues to grab more focus, the quality reports seem to get worse every day as wheat still in the field has been rained on many times since July. Anecdotal reports from North Dakota suggest producers are seeing discounts up to $2 a bushel on a combination of sprout, vomitoxin, falling number, and test weight. Now, corn prices are likely positive after trading both sides in the evening session last night. December corn remains 20 cents above its contract lows set earlier in the month, but there seems to be no urgency for moving decidedly away from the current trading range. Demand finally received a needed shot in the arm as Mexico stepped in to make big corn purchases last week to boost the weekly sales number. And soybeans are softer, working on a third lower close in the last four sessions after chatter about a trade deal and strong weekly export sales helped support some things yesterday. We're going to check all futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures, October live cattle at 57 cents yesterday, 99.80. December down 32 at 105.82. October feeder cattle at 52 cents, 138.92. November up 95, 137.25. October hogs down 152 at 61.40. Kansas City wheat, December down a quarter penny, 409 and a half. March was down a half cent yesterday, 423 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, December down 1.5, 488. March down 1.5, 494 and a quarter. December corn up 1.5, 372 and 3 quarters. March was up 1.5, 384. November soybeans up 4.25, 893. January up 3.75 at 906. December cotton down 17, 6033. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.